This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Kimchi-derived probiotic shows promise in reducing microplastic accumulation, South Korean lab study finds. Scientists at a South Korean research institution have identified a probiotic bacterium derived from kimchi that may help the human body eliminate microplastics before they accumulate in vital organs, according to laboratory findings presented in 2026. The bacterium demonstrated superior adhesion to nanoplastics under simulated intestinal conditions compared to commonly studied bacterial strains, suggesting a potential mechanism for reducing systemic microplastic burden. Nanoplastic retention maintained, kimchi-derived probiotic retained grip on plastic particles under intestinal simulation conditions where competing bacterial strains failed, microplastics as an emerging health concern. Microplastics, fragments smaller than 5 millimeters, have become ubiquitous environmental contaminants detected in drinking water, air, and food systems globally. These particles have been documented in human tissues, raising concerns about potential inflammatory and toxic effects that remain incompletely understood. The gastrointestinal tract represents a primary exposure route for microplastics, with ingestion occurring through contaminated food and beverages. Once absorbed, these particles may translocate to distant organs, including the liver, kidney, and cardiovascular system. Understanding mechanisms to limit intestinal bioavailability of microplastics could address a critical public health gap, particularly as production and environmental persistence of plastic materials continues to increase. The kimchi bacterium study, laboratory methodology and findings. Researchers conducting the South Korean investigation isolated a probiotic strain from traditional kimchi and assessed its capacity to bind nanoplastics in vitro under conditions designed to replicate the human intestinal environment. The bacterium demonstrated robust adhesion to plastic particles across multiple simulated gastrointestinal pH levels and microbial competition scenarios. The study compared the kimchi-derived strain against established probiotic bacteria, commonly used in commercial supplements and fermented foods. The kimchi bacterium retained significantly greater nanoplastic binding capacity than control strains when exposed to conditions mimicking intestinal peristalsis and competing microbial populations, both factors that typically reduce bacterial adhesion to particles. This mechanism suggests that the bacterium may function as a biological vector, facilitating the transit and elimination of microplastics through normal bowel movements. However, the researchers acknowledge that laboratory observations do not directly translate to human efficacy, and in vivo validation remains essential before clinical recommendations can be formulated. Probiotics, microplastic sequestration, and mechanistic questions. The concept of using bacterial adhesion to sequester and eliminate harmful particles aligns with established probiotic mechanisms, where certain strains bind mycotoxins, heavy metals, and bacterial pathogens. The intestinal epithelium provides an interface where probiotics can compete for adhesion sites, a process known as competitive exclusion, potentially limiting pathogen and contaminant bioavailability. The kimchi bacterium's enhanced nanoplastic binding capacity may reflect structural properties of its cell wall, including specific polysaccharides or peptidoglycans that preferentially interact with plastic polymers. Such properties could be investigated through further molecular characterization, enabling researchers to identify whether the binding mechanism is specific to nanoplastics or represents a broader capacity to sequester environmental contaminants. A probiotic bacterium isolated from kimchi retained adhesion to nanoplastics under simulated intestinal conditions, while competing bacterial strains demonstrated significantly reduced binding capacity, suggesting a potential novel mechanism for reducing intestinal microplastic absorption. South Korean Research Team, 2026. From laboratory observation to clinical translation, current gaps and next steps. The transition from in vitro findings to validated clinical interventions requires systematic advancement through preclinical and clinical trial phases. Animal models, including mice and non-human primates, could establish whether oral administration of the kimchi-derived bacterium reduces tissue accumulation of microplastics compared to control groups, human trials would require standardized microplastic quantification methods, a field still developing across laboratories. Establishing consensus standards for microplastic detection and measurement in human tissues and biological fluids represents a prerequisite for rigorous clinical trials. The regulatory framework for probiotic therapeutics targeting microplastic reduction remains undefined. Health agencies would require preclinical safety data, stability assessments, and bioavailability documentation before investigational new drug or clinical trial authorizations could be granted. Fermented food derivatives occupying the intersection of dietary supplement and therapeutic agent may navigate unclear regulatory pathways, particularly in jurisdictions with less developed probiotic oversight. Public interest in microplastic-reducing interventions remains high, and commercial interest in kimchi-derived probiotics may accelerate research funding and development timelines. However, premature marketing claims without clinical validation could undermine public trust and scientific progress. Responsible communication by researchers and media outlets regarding the distinction between laboratory proof of concept and demonstrated clinical efficacy remains essential. Key takeaways: a probiotic bacterium from kimchi demonstrated superior nanoplastic adhesion capacity compared to commonly used probiotic strains under simulated intestinal conditions. Microplastics are now detected in human organs and tissues, but mechanisms to reduce systemic accumulation remain poorly understood and represent an emerging public health priority. Laboratory findings do not establish clinical efficacy. Human trials with standardized microplastic quantification methods are necessary before therapeutic recommendations can be formulated. Regulatory pathways for probiotic-based microplastic reduction interventions are currently undefined and require collaborative development by health agencies. Frequently asked questions: does eating more kimchi eliminate microplastics from my body? Current evidence supports only laboratory adhesion of a kimchi-derived bacterium to nanoplastics in controlled conditions. No human clinical trials have demonstrated that consuming kimchi reduces microplastic accumulation in tissues. While fermented foods offer documented probiotic benefits, microplastic elimination through dietary intervention remains unproven and requires rigorous clinical validation before health claims can be made. What are microplastics, and where do they come from? Microplastics are plastic fragments smaller than 5 millimeters, generated through breakdown of larger plastic waste, synthetic textile shedding, and direct manufacturing. They contaminate drinking water, food systems, air, and soil globally. Once ingested or inhaled, microplastics can accumulate in organs, though long-term health effects remain under investigation. Are probiotics generally effective at binding toxins and harmful substances? Certain probiotic strains have demonstrated in vitro and in vivo capacity to bind mycotoxins, heavy metals, and bacterial endotoxins, a mechanism documented in nutritional microbiology literature. However, efficacy varies markedly by strain and target compound, and clinical evidence remains limited for most applications. The kimchi bacterium study represents an extension of this principle to a novel target, microplastics, but requires human trials before efficacy claims are justified. The discovery of a kimchi-derived probiotic with enhanced nanoplastic binding capacity represents an intriguing preliminary finding that may stimulate future research into dietary interventions for microplastic reduction. However, translating laboratory observations into validated clinical therapies demands systematic investigation through animal models, standardized measurement protocols, and rigorous human trials, a process likely requiring several years. Until such evidence accrues, consumers should view microplastic reduction claims regarding fermented foods as exploratory rather than evidence-based. While supporting continued investment in understanding microplastic health impacts and developing effective mitigation strategies. Source: kimchi-derived microbe shows promise in reducing microplastic burden in laboratory study. At context: probiotic shows promise in reducing microplastic accumulation, South Korean lab study finds. Description: Kimchi probiotic shows promise reducing microplastics in lab study. South Korean researchers find bacteria binds nanoplastics. Human trials needed. Author at Type Organization, name GMJ editorial team. Publisher at Type Organization, name GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published 2026-059. Date modified 2026-0519. At context, eating more kimchi eliminate microplastics from my body? Accepted answer, a type answer. Text, current evidence supports only laboratory adhesion of a kimchi-derived bacterium to nanoplastics in controlled conditions. No human clinical trials have demonstrated that consuming kimchi reduces microplastic accumulation in tissues. While fermented foods offer documented probiotic benefits, microplastic elimination through dietary intervention remains unproven and requires rigorous clinical validation before health claims can be made. At type question name, what are microplastics and where do they come from? Accepted answer. Type answer. Text. Microplastics are plastic fragments smaller than 5 millimeters generated through breakdown of larger plastic waste, synthetic textile shedding, and direct manufacturing. They contaminate drinking water, food systems, air, and soil globally. Once ingested or inhaled, microplastics can accumulate in organs. A recent Lancet review documented their presence in human tissues, though long-term health effects remain under investigation. At type, question, name, are probiotics generally effective at binding toxins and harmful substances? Accept type answer, text. Certain probiotic strains have demonstrated in vitro and in vivo capacity to bind mycotoxins, heavy metals, and bacterial endotoxins, a mechanism documented in nutritional microbiology literature. However, efficacy varies markedly by strain and target compound, and clinical evidence remains limited for most applications. The kimchi bacterium study represents an extension of this principle to a novel target, microplastics, but requires human trials before efficacy claims are justified.